Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 649. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Ghost. I played See No Evil from the band's new cover EP, Phantomime, which came out May 19th on Loma Vista Records. That song, of course, originally by Television, written by Tom Verlaine, who we lost in January of this year. I'm not sure how I feel about Ghost. I think I like them in theory much better than practice, kind of like Lordy. But hearing an EP of fun covers, including a Stranglers cover, which is really good, that one's worth picking up. All right, I got lots of weird music for you this week, so I'm going to play it. We're going to start here with something from Crass. This is Bloody Revolutions.
Revolution, oh, that's fine. But what are you going to be doing come the time? Are you gonna be the big man for Tommy Gunn? We talk of freedom when the blood begins to run. Freedom has no value if violence is the price. So I want your revolution, I want anarchy and peace. You talk about fighting power, you violence has your soul. You speak of liberation, and when the people roll, well, and these people roll right now with villains for their fate. Just another set of villains, their rifles are to me. But what about those people who don't want your new restrictions? Those who disagree with you and have their own convictions. You say they've got it wrong because they don't agree with you. So when the revolution comes, you have to run through. Revolution, bring freedom for us all. Well, freedom just ain't freedom when your back's against the wall. You talk about fame, power, with violence as your tool. You speak of liberation, and when the people rule, well, I need people rule right now with them for their fate. Just another set of fears, they're up for sons of me. Will you indoctrinate the masses to serve your new regime? And simply do away with those whose views are too extreme. Transportation details can be left to British Rail, where cycling be succeeded, obviously gas will fail. It's just the same old story of man destroying man. We've got to look for other answers to the problems of this land. You talk about fame, power, with violence at your soul. You speak of liberation, and when the people rule, well, I need people rule right now with them for their fate. Just another set of fears, they're up for sons of me. Fight!
ideas created. It's just the same fascistic games, but the rules aren't clearly stated. Nothing's really different, cause all government's the same. They can call it freedom, but slavery is the game. There's nothing that you offer, but a dream of last year's hero. The truth of revolution, brother.
Brother, 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 brother.
Yes, you know, the overseas sales of British defence equipment will this year earn £1.2 billion in foreign currency. That's quite a handy sum. That's quite a large sum. I want to pay tribute to those who earn it, but, ladies and gentlemen, it is not enough.
We'll rock and roll, Rejects, it will always be. We'll rock and roll, Rejects, it will always be. Don't get there, looking up at me. They all say we write up stupid songs. They all say we write up stupid songs. If you buy a record, you can't go wrong.
Those are both punk rock in one way or another. We ended there with Spider Babies from Portland, Oregon, and the song Rock and Roll Rejects. That's the title track to a 7-inch that came out in 2010 on Ken Rock Records. I picked that up last week at Cosmic Vinyl Cafe in LA. It's a fun little shop, record store, cafe, vegan baked goods. I got that because the band is a precursor to Exploding Hearts. Now, by 2010, obviously all of those members were no longer the band, but I thought maybe the lineage had continued. Maybe it didn't. And before that, we heard from Crass with the song Bloody Revolutions, originally a 1980s single. I picked that up on the Cease and Resist, Sonic Subversions, and Anarchic Punk in the UK, 1979 to 1986. That was released by Optimo Music in May of this year. A fun little compilation there that is a good view of that kind of microgenre, but so much of it came out on Crass Records that I was already familiar with. But there are a few bands that I discovered, and one of them I'm going to pick up their album, and I'll play that on a future podcast. But I wanted to play that song there and dedicate that one to Catherine Prislak, who passed a couple months ago, because she contacted me about a year ago after not talking for a very long time to say, thank you for introducing me to Crass. You made me an anarchist. Recruiting. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep it coming back week after week. We're going to keep shifting gears here. This is Aqua Dolls with the song Wander.
Smile!
That bit of bliss there is brought to you by Beach Fossils from Brooklyn, New York. The song is Run to the Moon. It's on the band's new album, Bunny, which will be out June 2nd on Bayonet Records. It's an excellent little dream pop record. Great way to lose yourself. Pick that one up. You'll be happy you did. Before that, we heard from Aqua Dolls with the song Wander. That was on the band's cassette, We Are Free, which came out back in 2012 on Burger Records. I had a nice little beachy vibe to that one as well. I caught the band live last week, so there'll be photos and videos and my thoughts on that show up on the website soon. Anyway, I'm about out of time, so let's wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 649. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. We got so many things coming up. On the 29th, Juna is at Minibar. On the 30th, Nerver is at Farewell. On the 2nd, Necrogoblicon is at the Granada, or Ghosty is at the Ship, or Defibs are at Minibar. On the 3rd, Camgirl is at Minibar. Radkey is at Lemonade Park. Ghosty is at the A Street Tap Room. On the 8th, Sisters of Mercy are playing the Uptown. Kind of like a ticket to that one. On the 9th, Major Matt is at Velo. Also, High Dive is playing. Anniversary is happening at Record Bar that night, and on the 10th as well. Also on the 10th, Scuffed is playing Pin Valley. Dan Jones is playing Velo. On the 11th, Weezer is playing out at Azura. That's Sandstone for those of you who refuse to recognize naming rights. On the 14th, Spraying at the Minibar. Dreaded Laramie is playing the Replay on the 17th. Or Boulevardia is happening at Crown Center on the 17th and 18th. On the 18th, we also have Eels at Liberty Hall. 20th, Child of the Night at Minibar. 24th, Alkaline Trio at Azura / Sandstone. Looking at the website, there's a few new things out there. Photos and videos and my thoughts of the Dryad, Traffic Death, Goat Coffin, and Saren Reaper show, as well as for the Whiffs and 95 Sweetbird show that happened so long ago, but they're just up there now. So much new stuff coming out soon, so keep an eye on the website. All right, time for one more track. I'm going to play something from Iris DeMent, you know, shifting gears one more time. After the John Prine tribute a few weeks ago, starting to feel my folks, I went and picked up the new album. It was released February of this year on Flariella Records. It was called Working on a World, and that's the track I'm going to play. Hopeful, uplifting sort of track from someone who's just as genuine as they can be. So let's send things here with Iowa's own Iris DeMent and the song Working on a World. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. Turn around.
Thank you.